News releasecity of Sioux Ste. Marie below is an update on upcoming construction projects within the city of Sault Ste. Marie. Easterday Avenue. Truck route reconstruction and carbide dock port reconstruction projects were both awarded respectively to Baco Construction Company and Rhone Salvage Company. Affected property owners have received updated letters. You will see mobilization of equipment soon. Future projects for 2023 include Meridian Street, W. Easterday Avenue to 8th Avenue, 0.49 miles, water main and sanitary sewer replacement roadway reconstruction with 3 inches HMA, 8 to 12, aggregate base, and 12 inches subbase with also include drainage and shoulder work. We have already been working with several businesses and LSSU and plan to notify all property owners of our plans once the project is bid so we can ensure we have adequate funding in place. No special assessment is expected as the project is funded through MDOT's Small Urban Program. The project schedule for MDOT bidding is March 3, with construction starting the first week in May. Total estimate still in design is $2.5 million. We wanted to update you on the Meridian Street project that recently bid for the 2023 construction season. The project entailed sanitary sewer reconfiguration, water main lining, shared use path overlay, road reconstruction, curb and gutter, and storm drainage from Easterday Avenue to 8th Street. MDOT bid the project, and although we had several contractors pull the plans, only one bidder turned in a package. Unfortunately, we had budgeted $2.5 million for the project, and the bid came in at $4.7 million. Because of the large overage, we rejected the bid and will be rebidding the project again later this year after we value engineer the project to reduce cost and look for additional funding. We recognize the critical importance of this project and will continue to work toward reconstruction. Water Street Combined Sewer Overflow in partnership with the U.S. Army Corps under their 219 funding, this project would close out one of our three last remaining CSOs. This would eliminate CSO site number 007 at Water and Bingham intersection. The project includes construct Ashmun Street, Maple Street Sanitary Sewer Lift Station and reconstructing the sanitary sewer overflow structure in the intersection of Bingham Avenue and Water Street to eliminate an 8-inch overflow connector between sanitary and storm sewer which outfalls through St. Mary's Falls Park at the Bingham Avenue and Water Street intersection and rehabilitate the storm drainage outfall piping, 12 and 48 inches, within St. Mary's Falls Park. Total estimate still in design, $1.2 million. We are still waiting on the project agreement from the USACE, Power Canal Trail Phase 2, Non-Motorized Trail Continuation, Ashmun to Johnston Street in partnership with MDOT, Cloverland, and private donations. 0.45 miles, this project, originally slated for 2022, was delayed due to emergency utility work on the canal required by Cloverland. MDOT awarded the contract to Payne and Dolan, and they have agreed to an extension of time until August 2023. We will continue to update the public on the project as we cannot proceed with the project until Cloverland's work is completed, as they are working directly in the path of the trail. Total cost for 2022 before delay, $289,000. Safe routes to school. The proposed project consists of improvements to pedestrians within the service areas of Lincoln Elementary, Washington Elementary, and Sioux Area Middle School in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. This project would also complement and continue the connection between a previous SRTS project at Bawetting Schools. The topo survey is complete, and the environmental review is underway. Next will be designing, and then the public will be invited to stakeholder meetings. Partners include MDOT, Sioux Schools, Sioux Tribe, and the City. Total estimate still in design, $820,000. MDOT will also be conducting two projects this year, including the downtown repaving, starts April 24, on Ashmun Street, from the bridge to Portage Avenue, and the M129 repaving of 18th Avenue to 10 Mile Road. The City will be replacing the water main from 18th Avenue to 3 Mile Road. While we are not the lead agency on these projects, we are partnering to address utility and other issues while they are working in these areas. Please contact our engineering department if you need any additional clarity on our upcoming projects. We will keep our project list updated on our website. Bid opportunities are always updated here.